Good morning, this is Bryce and Bianco with your 10 AM's headlines. Starting with some local news. A West Queensland grazer has turned to cropping in order to prepare for the next drought. Boyd Webb, whose cattle and sheep farm is located in the West Queensland town of Muttaburra, has sown more than 280 hectares of dry land sorghum between his cattle and sheep paddocks that he will use to feed his animals in the dry season. This farming comes as a solution to the ongoing droughts that have affected the outback. Webb isn't the only farmer attempting to survive the droughts, with some of the biggest names in the Northern Territory cattle also having applied for permits to clear country for cropping. Webb says he plans to bury the sorghum being cut as insurance for the next time the rain stops and his pasture dies, allowing him to keep feeding stock when the grass stops growing. Races at Queensland's new Greyhound racing track, the Q, have been suspended following a string of dog deaths due to track-related injuries since trials began in March. The $85 million facility was closed midway through the Brisbane Cup, with the Queensland Greyhound Racing Club identifying a watering issue prior to trials being conducted. The Queensland government put $44.15 million from the Racing Infrastructure Fund towards the facility, with Premier David Crisafulli urging he will come to the bottom of the issue. Crisafulli said he has spoken with the Minister for Sport and Racing, Tim Mander, while also adding that greyhound racing is, quote, vital to who we are as Queenslanders, end quote. Moving on to national news. Demolition has begun on a mould-infested school in rural New South Wales following its 2024 closure. Williama High School, which has over 600 enrolled students prior to its closure 18 months ago, was discovered to be so infested with mould that it would need to be, quote, stripped down to the brick to be safe again, according to an independent hygienist. The rebuild is expected to begin in early 2026, with an anticipated cost of $90 to $100 million, according to local MP Roy Butler, and these students are expected to be able to return to school in 2027. New South Wales Department of Education spokesperson said surrounding residents should not worry about the potentially coming into contact with hazardous material during the demolition after residents raised concerns of contamination from mould and asbestos. The New South Wales government has announced last month that it had allocated more than $50 million in the state budget to start the Williams High School rebuild.
A New South Wales audit has unearthed a shocking discovery as government agencies were found to have implemented less than a third of basic cybersecurity protections. State government agencies have only met 31% of mandatory requirements to protect public data, according to a report released by the Audit Office of New South Wales last week. According to the report, 28 of the threats had ineffective remedies and 60 risks lacked specific reduction timelines. This follows the data compromise of over 180,000 Service New South Wales customers in 2020. Premier Chris Minns said the government has to find $90 million to, quote, plug gaps in cybersecurity left by the previous government. And in international news, the United States has reported a 33-year high of measles cases following a confirmed 1,300 cases across the country as of Friday. Johns Hopkins University released data which showed the new milestone in an ongoing outbreak of the highly contagious vaccine-preventable disease that was previously deemed eliminated in the U.S. The cases have been reported in 38 states, with 92% of cases being found in those who are unvaccinated or have unknown vaccination history. The outbreak comes as anti-vaccine sentiment in the US and elsewhere has grown in recent years, with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. publicly spreading misinformation on the effects of childhood vaccinations. Measles cases have also risen in Australia, with 59 cases being reported since the beginning of this year, compared to the 57 cases reported for the whole of 2024. Healthcare professionals are urging people to stay vigilant and ensure that they are vaccinated in order to help stop the transmission of the disease. And for your weather today, Brisbane is starting to warm up after the chill that hung around this morning. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. that's all your news for 10. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. And also, thanks to David Crucifulli for letting us know that being a Queenslander is gambling and participating in a barbaric sport that kills dogs. Is that what it means to be a Queenslander?
I guess so.
Being blue, apparently.
I'm glad that you've brought that story up. It's a terrible tractor. It's not that far from my house, from my home. Those figures that you talk about, they would have been very well spent, maybe providing homes for people.
I was honestly kind of shocked that that money was, a lot of it was state money going into this greyhound track. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's right. It comes from the gambling infrastructure fund, but it's taxes on gambling. But it's this destructive whirlpool of misery you're out there, you know. They've spent $80 million on it, and they were spouting it as the safest dog track in the world.
Mm. And now it's not even going to be open.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What a waste. All right. Thank you heaps. We will see you again at 11 a.m.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee. Some people might consider them offensive.
Flying in dreams again. Won't get cold when the tide comes in.